resign Bill Wise after being stuck in committee on Capitol Hill for 19 months. Bipartisan duck boat legislation from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is expected to be voted on today by a Senate committee. Brian Houseworth has this.
It's the first bill the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation is scheduled to take up today, and it comes about a month after Senator Hawley told Missouri Net he was prepared to go straight to the Senate floor if there wasn't movement on the bill. Hawley's bill now has a powerful Democratic co-sponsor, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who serves on the committee. 17 people were killed in the 2018 duck boat tragedy on Southwest Missouri's Table Rock Lake. Senator Hawley's legislation would require the Coast Guard to implement recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board, including requiring duck boats to remove canopies. Brian Hillsworth, Missouri Net.
In southwestern Missouri, hospitals, healthcare centers, and medical schools are officially asking local governments to help in the fight against COVID-19.
In southwest Missouri, six Joplin area healthcare entities have sent a joint letter to Joplin and other local cities and county governments asking them to take the lead in the fight against COVID-19. Dr. Rob McNabb, director of the Freeman Hospital COVID-19 unit in Joplin, says more people are getting sick and more people are dying.
I can report today with no mask mandate that we're now losing slightly over one citizen per day. So that's about 30 plus patients per month, a sevenfold increase.
McNabb says that figure could be even higher if data from other southwest Missouri healthcare institutions was factored in. Steve Smith in Joplin.
The Conservation Department says three people in southwestern Missouri accidentally shot themselves during the opening weekend of firearms deer season. None of the injuries were fatal. The department is investigating but hasn't released details. Missouri's November portion of firearms deer season continues until November 24th. All Missouri counties are in the red zone, according to the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Ashley Byrd reports on the newest task force update.
Missouri is in the red zone for test positivity, indicating a rate at or above 10.1%. That's the seventh highest rate in the country. The report tells us what we already know. Quote, this is an aggressive, unrelenting, expanding broad community spread across the country. Their recommendations are, with all counties in the red zone and more than 50% of nursing homes with at least one positive staff member, that mitigation and messaging needs to be further strengthened, as other states have done. They also suggest decreasing transmission in public spaces, with limiting restaurant indoor capacity to less than 25% and limiting bar hours until cases and test positivity rates decrease to the yellow zone. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.